The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. All right, boys, everybody say thank you to Eric.
What up, Eric? Thank you.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you, Eric.
Thanks, Eric.
Eric is my boy. I actually mentioned him yesterday. EA, I saw them out in L.A. I got a Venmo this morning from my boy EA. Said, I'm on fire with the parlays. I love the show. Let me buy lunch.
All right.
So EA,
son,
EA just bought us all a three-piece from Popeyes, getting delivered around 11:40, Jeff. Straight up three pieces.
Woo!
Good luck.
Yeah, man.
Hey, what'd you tell us to say? Give me the Ric Flair ritual. Woo!
Woo! Go. Doesn't take much to get the boys excited. Free Popeyes does it.
Popeyes.
B, the AAA poll of the day for B. Mitchell Finley is, I think it's a good question. Which offensive addition has made the biggest impact for the Commanders? Debo, Tunsil, or Bill? The AAA poll of the day is brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/commander.
A.
Debo?
Debo, hell, Debo's the offensive MVP at this point.
He is. It's harder to quantify the impact an offensive lineman makes.
It's harder, but when I looked at the poll just now, he was in second place. And I'm sure a lot of people are going to jump on Bill because of the last game. But overall, you know, the quarterback's having time to deliver the ball to a Debo. You know, we see Debo catching balls, catching touchdowns, scoring touchdowns, returning kicks. But when a quarterback has time, a lot of that's because of that guy protecting his blind side. So.
I think it's Debo just because he's been excellent. Jeff, press that button. Let people chime in real quick. You know what we're going to do? We're going to ask this question to John Bates when we talk to him in about 25 minutes. John Bates, Commanders tight end.
You should have put him in there because when he comes back, things work up.
Does make a difference.
I watch him in pregame. And I listen, you and I, you talk about Rye. That's his coach, right?
Yep.
And Rye, I was watching him, how he was getting them to get their base set to block. And I love seeing stuff like that, and because I watch for it in the game. exactly how he was practicing is exactly how he was blocking on some plays, where he got that base so low. He got it where he was low enough but not high and locked on to him and just walked him right on out the hole. So they, guys, is David Rye?
Yep.
David Rye, he's a bad man too.
I'm telling you, David Rye, my prediction, and I could be wrong, but my prediction is when Cliff gets a head coaching job this cycle, Rye will be his offensive coordinator. I don't know. I think all three have been excellent. Bill hasn't had a big role until this past game, but Bill's been explosive when he's gotten the opportunities. Tunsil's been very good, but especially with the injury to Terry McLaurin, they've needed Debo to have a huge role, and he has responded.
Exactly.
I think it's Debo. I'll let people chime in. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. What's been the biggest offensive addition for the Commanders? That's our AAA poll of the day question. Debo, Tunsil, or Bill? Of the votes so far, about 70% say Debo. 68.6% say Debo. 18.1% say Tunsil. 13% say Bill. That honestly seems like kind of a...
That's kind of right. and knowing that is skewed against offensive linemen.
Right.
Because we, you know, they don't show many highlights. When a play happens and the guy ran a play, a big old hole, a quarterback sat there all day, threw a touchdown down the field, they don't show you that the offensive lineman was blocking, you know, doing, they show you the play or the receiver or whatever, and you never ever get a chance to really look at the quarter, at the lineman. But the fact that he's sitting in second is cool.
Yeah. I think people recognize that Tunsil's been really good. He's also been really good in the run, and there was some level of question about it.
Mm-hmm.
Lanville, what's your answer to this one? You asked the question. It's a good question.
I think it probably is Debo. I mean, it's just remarkable how he's like the he's like the main guy on offense every week, pretty much.
Yeah. Debo has given them, especially when you consider Terry's been out the last two games. And yeah. Terry kind of started, he had a kind of a slow start. Debo, through four games, has, I mean, the only down game for Debo was, ironically, the Raiders game when everything else kind of worked and he had that big kick return.
Mm-hmm.
Through four games, Debo has 30 catches for 300 yards and another 46 yards on the ground to go with four touchdowns. Dang. Not to mention what he's done as a kick returner.
Yeah.
He's been really good. 30 catches through five games is a lot.
But you notice now, since Terry's not here and he's getting way more work in offense, they don't even put him back there on kick return.
Yeah.
And they got two viable options back there.
Right. In the last two games without Terry, he's gone 14 catches for 160 yards and two touchdowns.
Yeah.
Let's let some of these folks chime in. Chris is in Culpeper. Who's been the most important offensive addition, Chris?
Hey, well, I believe it was Debo, you know what I mean, because of his impact on the return game. And then you have to think about it. Where would we be without Debo, without Terry McLaurin? You know, so I definitely feel like he's the biggest impact. And just real quick, I bumped into Debo at the MGM in the poker room. He was just passing through with a group of his people. And the guys in the poker room, they were clowning me because I was kind of starstruck, you know. And I just wanted to ask Brian, like, how would you feel, you know, if somebody bothers you in public for a picture? You know, I didn't really know if I should ask for a picture or not, but I kind of missed the opportunity. But that's all I got to say, fella. Thank you.
Well, my whole mindset, my whole life has been, if you don't want to be bothered, stay home. When you go out there, if you are a public figure and you're somebody that people admire, they're going to ask you questions. They're going to ask to take pictures. And you need to be willing to deal with it. I do it all the time.
B-Mitch is unbelievable doing it. Thank you for the call, Chris. I think generally just kind of read the room. If somebody's having like a quiet dinner.
If you're having a dinner, yeah. But if you're walking through and you're like, hey, man, I'm a fan of yours, can I have a pic? Most guys would oblige.
Especially if it's like one picture, like just rip a selfie real quick. It doesn't take any time. I think that's totally cool. The one thing I'll never understand with people that want to ask for pictures, if two people are together Like, if it's you and your buddy, you don't each need the picture on your own phone. Just take one picture and text it to each other.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chris. Let's let Rusty chime in. Rusty, who's been the most important offensive addition?
Hey, fellas. How you doing today? Good to hear from you.
We're good, Doug.
I love the attitude that Brian is giving Bill. One of my best friends was a unbelievable two-way player in Pennsylvania high school, all state, all over the place. Played at Penn State, but never did anything but make the practice squad. And he said what motivated him was his father never telling him that he was proud of him until he got that Penn State position. So keep telling Bill, you know, he's got more to do, and one day he'll be that great, I think. Debo, head and shoulders above everybody else. Thank God we actually have Debo this year with the injuries and everything that we've been hit with. I think Debo is far and away, I mean, a touchdown in every game except for the Atlanta game. Coming through big time on returns. He's without a doubt the offensive player. And when Tunsil got a penalty the other day during the game, my son looked at me and he said, "Dad, we knew when we got him he was going to have a couple of penalties." I said, "Yes, yeah, so Tunsil's the runner-up there, but Debo, without a doubt."
Thanks for the call, yep. Rusty. Appreciate you, man. Keep these phone lines going. Alex is in Silver Spring. What's up, Alex? Who do you think is the most important offensive addition?
Yeah, what's up, guys? I tell you what, let me go, B. Mitch, I know you're going to agree. Let me go not sexy. Without the front line, I'll say Debo can't do anything. JD5 can't do anything. So I'm going to give some love to the not sexy, the ones that do all the grunt work. So I'm going to say the front line, bro. Let me start there. And then we go on and on. What you think, B. Mitch? We got to get some love to the
love, but I think the most impactful has been Debo.
Thank you for the call.
He brings a level of confidence machismo to this team that they needed, dog. Yeah, he brings a little extra, so everybody feels a little good about themselves.
For sure. Daniel from the Wharf. Daniel, who is it? Debo, Tunsil, Bill. What's the most important addition?
It's Debo, but I think there's another one that not many people are thinking about, but I'm going to just start off with Debo because I like how Cliff is using him in this offense because I don't know if you've noticed, but when he was in San Francisco, they had this man running the whole offense when everybody was hurt, you know, and like now they got him on a couple set plays where he's doing a couple screens. And he's not taking those major bowling ball hits that he had. Mm-hmm. So I'm really loving the longevity that Debo is going to have for our team. I think that's going to be huge. But also, man, how about a girl Juju Watkins giving Jaden Daniels a little bit of that confidence coming to L.A.? I think that's a great offseason addition for the offense, giving him some confidence, approved by Mama Daniels. I don't know. It helps with the mind when you got a little baddie behind you. That's all I'm going to say.
Hey, man.
Goodbye.
Jaden was good before Juju showed up on the scene.
And listen, it's easy to jump to conclusions. We're not going to. I hope two young people are very happy, whether they're dating or they're just friends.
They be friends. You never know.
I'm cool with whatever.
I had a lot of friends that were athletes in college that were the female athletes. That were cute, too. But they weren't my girl. They were just my friends.
I also think I feel like we've kind of...
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I've ignored all of it. Like, any suggestion that Jaden Daniels, who is now incredibly famous, but was the starting quarterback at Arizona State and Louisiana State, and won a Heisman Trophy, and was a huge star coming out of high school, and was a number two overall pick in the NFL draft. If you don't think he's able to go on dates, you're just idiotic.
Yeah.
He's an introverted dude. Maybe he's just happy to chill at the house.
People want to blame something on somebody, but let's be real. The boy, he's naturally an introvert. He likes to be by himself. He loves putting his time into his job. Nobody makes him do that. He does that himself.
Right. But, like, I am guessing, B, there's some companionship when desired. That's all I'll say. Our guy Drew is on the line. What up, Drew? Who's the biggest addition to this offense?
So, one, I really don't like this question.
Whoa.
Right? And for two reasons.
Drew coming in.
Right? One,
take it up with Landfill. Yeah. Landfill, you can address Drew.
I'll tell you why I don't like it. One, the last three quarters against the Chargers was the first time we really saw this offense all year. So, you know, the first four games, and we've got through them, and we got, you know, we were 2-2, now we're 3-2, but we haven't seen this offense cook yet. And more importantly, the reason we got all three of those guys is so we could win against Philly, you know, because we need all three. We need to stop. We needed better pass protection. We needed another target besides Terry that you could count on. And then we needed a running game that was dangerous. And
but
so I'm happy with all three.
Hold on. I'm going to ask you the question one more time, okay?
Okay.
And then you can understand it. It's a, who's been the most impactful? It didn't say the most important, most desirable. Who's been more impactful? Not that we needed one without the others. The most impactful has been Debo, point blank.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, we wouldn't be 3-2 right now without Debo, especially in the games without Jaden and without the offense clicking. But I think if you ask this question on week 17, you get a different answer.
But see, it says so far. So guess what? It will change. It will change up to be somebody. If Bill keep running like that, it may say Bill. If Bill keep running and then people start saying Tunsil pancaking people, maybe Tunsil. But at this moment, that question was asked.
I get you, B-Mitch, but you're the one who said complimentary football. And I think that this question belies the fact that we need complimentary football. We need it on defense.
True.
We need it on offense.
True. Let's relax a second here. Like, this is not a can they beat Chicago? This is not about, like, the functionality of how they get to 7-2, right? This is who do you think's had the biggest impact in five games? I don't think
you covered off the top rope.
I don't like
today,
to defend
man.
Landfill too often, but like I think it's a pretty fair question, dude.
Sure. Well, you know, look, in that case, Bill hasn't played that much, so even if you really like him, he hasn't had that much of an impact. And Debo scores points and tons of blocks, guys. So you got to give it to Debo.
There
but
you go.
All I'm saying is this is an early
simple game,
it's
dog.
An early time to ask this question.
Five games,
you know
honestly.
What? How old are you? How old are you again, Drew?
Oh, long enough to see five
how
games.
How old
a
is
lot.
Charlie? Charlie and Drew the same people, man. I don't like y'all. Get out my yard.
Well, I don't take exception to your question very often, guys.
That's true. Thank you for the call,
just
buddy.
With you, dog. Right,
appreciate take care, man.
Damn, came off the top rope.
Like of all the innocuous radio topics.
Woo.
Landfill, would you like to defend yourself?
No, I would like to say, though, that comparing Drew to Charlie is just, that's just nasty work. I mean, Drew doesn't call in and think that fumbling all the time makes you a good running back.
Man, I feel, don't say that, because my man just got an ACL injury. He's out for the year.
Yeah, I hate that
one. I didn't realize that.
AG, yeah, that's my dog. I got your point, though.
Yeah, we knew who you were talking about. Jeffrey, who's your answer here? I'm guessing Debo.
Jeff? Jeff is the reason.
Nah, it's not me. It's
you think
me,
it's your
man.
Songs?
Nah. It's Debo. Wait, this man, it's not even his play on the field, I would say, too. It's, well, of course, that's a part of it. But it's like he brings an aura to the team, like an energy. that on that offense, like, you can even see it, how he interact with JD and just everyone around. It just seems like everyone's buying in.
Yeah,
it's starting to click now.
I have enjoyed getting to know all three of these guys. They're all, like, Tunsil and Debo move in a different weight class, right? Like, they kind of carry themselves in a different manner because of what they've accomplished in the NFL. Bill's just always smiling. Like, it's kind of fun to see the emergence
Bill
of Bill.
Bill Nye, the science guy, the football guy.
That was a cool video they put together. I think
that used to be my show back in the day.
Really?
Oh, bro. I like Bill Nye.
You know what's fun? Shout out to Bill Nye. It's funny they put that video out last night because I was at four yesterday, and one of the people had been at an event with actual Bill Nye earlier in the day.
Oh, really?
And they were, like, showing me a video. Like, dude, he looks the exact same. Bill Nye doesn't age, apparently.
Yeah.
I got all that science money.
Mm-hmm.
Science money's good money.
Hey, he got all the right things to do. Use on his face.
Pause. Really excited to talk to John Bates next, Commanders tight end. Also really excited, at 12:45, we're going to talk to Ryan Leonard from the Caps. Super, super high-level prospect. Yeah, came up late last season. Yeah. Remember the picture of him and Ovi having a beer in Boston? I think that's going to be really, really fun. Plus, Barstool Nate in the middle. You never know what that's going to be.
Oh, my Lord.
I want to talk about Metropolitan Moving and Storage. But I'm going to be real. Like, you guys have heard me when I do the Metropolitan Moving and Storage reads, I tell you that I've known these guys a long time. They're great at what they do. They can help you with any moving needs you have. I'm going to tell you a very real story. Everybody knows the situation in my house. My family's had to move out. We're doing all this water damage abatement, and it continues to get more and more complicated. And I texted my boy McCarty. Justin McCarty is one of the chief people over there at Metropolitan Moving. And he immediately gets back to me, tells me how they can help, tells me who else he can put me in contact with because they have, you know, they're in this world. And having people like that that run a company that are willing to help you makes all the difference in the world. And, yeah, I've known these guys a long time, but I know they give that level of service to anybody that calls them. So whatever it is you're looking to move, whether it's your office, you got a storage facility, or it's your residential, you know, whatever it is, they can take care of you. You got fancy artwork, or you got servers that are really delicate. Whatever it is, they can take care of you. They can pack the boxes. They can help you stage your house. They can build custom crating for any sort of art supplies. They can do commercial or residential. Plus, if you're looking for long distance, they can provide a dedicated truck and crew for long distance moves, which means no truck space sharing. That is huge. Plus, they'll give you a pinpoint delivery date. Take it from me. I texted McCarty this morning because I needed help. Hit up Justin, 301-279-0090. Hit up John. These dudes run a really, really good company. I've known them for 25 years. I'm counting on them now when my family is in a pinch. I don't know what else to tell you. Check out DCMetropolitanMoving.com. That's DCMetropolitanMoving.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.